Imagine standing in the middle of a grocery store aisle, looking at a $3 bag of wilted spinach and realizing that your entire food security is hanging by a thread held by someone else. Most people look at a tiny suburban balcony or a cramped concrete patio and see a limitation. I see a gold mine. Today, we are ending the myth that you need an acre to be a producer. We are diving deep into Vertical Gardening 101, growing 50 pounds of food in 4 square feet. If you have been told that homesteading is only for people with sprawling fields and tractors, you have been lied to, and that lie is costing you your health and your hard-earned money. We are going to reclaim that space, and we are going to do it with a precision that makes every single inch of soil work 10 times harder than a traditional row garden. This isn't just about plants, it's about the math of survival and the art of the harvest. For decades, the old way of gardening has been horizontal. You dig a long trench, you plant a seed, and you leave 4 feet of walking space between every row. Think about that for a second. You are literally dedicating 70% of your land to your feet, not your food, in a world where space is the ultimate premium. That is a luxury we can no longer afford. The Farm Fresh way flips that logic on its head. Literally, we are moving from two dimensions into three. We are looking at the air above your head as untapped real estate. When you garden vertically, you aren't just saving space. You are optimizing biology. You are getting better airflow, which means fewer fungal diseases like powdery mildew. You are getting the fruit off the ground, which means the slugs and the rod ants don't get to it before you do. Most importantly, you are saving your back. No more crawling in the dirt. No more hoeing until your spine screams. We are bringing the food to eye level. Now, let's talk about the tactics. To hit that 50-pound mark, you need to understand the high-density approach. It starts with the stack-a-bowl tower, or the A-frame trellis. If you are working with 4 square feet, you are likely looking at a footprint of 2 feet by 2 feet. In a traditional garden, that's one single tomato plant. In my world, that's a vertical tower with 28 individual planting pockets. Imagine 28 plants where there used to be one. But you can't just throw seeds at a wall and hope for the best. You need the mycorrhizal fungi in your soil mix to create a massive root network in a confined space. Those tiny microbes act like an extension of the plant's root system, reaching out and grabbing nutrients that the plant couldn't find on its own. I remember a student of mine, Sarah, who lived in a third-story apartment. She was convinced she could only grow a few herbs in a window box. We set up a single Vutacool pipe system, a simple HDPE plastic tower with a small pump. In 4 months, she wasn't just growing herbs. She was harvesting heirloom tomatoes, crisp Latino kale, and so many strawberries, she had to start making jam in her tiny kitchen. She hit 48 pounds by the end of the season. The look on her face when she realized she didn't need a farm to be a farmer. That is why I do this. The biggest pitfall I see is nutrient washout. When you grow vertically, gravity is your best friend for drainage, but it's your worst enemy for feeding. The water wants to rush to the bottom, taking all the nitrogen with it. You have to use fertigation, which is just a fancy way of saying you feed every time you water. Use a liquid seaweed or a compost tea, diluted down, so those plants are getting a steady drip of vitality. And don't forget the light. A vertical garden creates its own shade. You have to rotate that tower, or position your tallest vining crops like cucumbers and pole beans on the north side so they don't the smaller greens like spinach and rugelu. Think about the result of this shift. 50 pounds of food is not a statistic, it is 25 bags of salad, 10 jars of pickles, and enough fresh greens to change the microbiome of your entire family. It is the peace of mind that comes from knowing exactly what went into your food, and the pride of seeing life erupting from a corner of your porch that used to just collect dust. You are building a bio-shelter, a tiny ecosystem that works for you 24 hours a day, and once you master the 4-square-foot rule, you realize that you aren't limited by your zip code, you are only limited by your imagination. Your zero-cost task for today is simple. I want you to go outside with a measuring tape. Find one 4-square-foot area. It can be a corner of a deck, a patch of gravel, or even a sturdy windowsill. Mark it out. Look at that space and stop seeing nothing. Start seeing the 50 pounds of life waiting to happen. Next time, we are going to talk about soilless mediums and how to build your own Vutacool rig for under $20. But for today, just find your 4 feet and claim them.